Arthropods fill almost limitless numbers of niches in the forest ecosystem, and perhaps one of the most alarming is that of the botfly. This is a parasitic fly, and it has a very interesting life history. The fly, similar to a housefly really, manages to lay its egg on a mosquito. Sounds pretty difficult, but another possibility is that when the mosquito lands on an animal upon which the fly has previously landed, it picks up the eggs of the fly. In any case, these eggs are stuck to the legs of the mosquito, and when the mosquito lands on an animal to bite it and suck its blood, in itself a parasite, the egg falls off onto the animal, and the warmth of the animal's fur or the animal's skin, animal's body, triggers the hatching of the egg. The young botfly larvae then proceeds to burrow into the skin, where it develops and grows by eating the flesh of the animal inside. It happens to secrete an antibiotic so the wound doesn't get infected. You can see the three wounds on this poor howler monkey, these big holes in her neck where the botflies are living. The botflies grow to be about an inch or so long, after which they pupate into flies and develop into adult flies that then hatch out of the animal. So they hatch out actually as pupae, fall onto the ground, and then the flies hatch eventually to repeat the cycle. Botflies are a rather bothersome parasite in the tropics, and any biologist, tropical biologist worth their salt, will have had a botfly or two, including myself. They're not particularly pleasant, and they can be rather hard to remove alive because they have downward pointing barbs that keep them from being pinched out or extracted or scratched out. So we can talk later about the interesting ways you can extract these parasitic flies.